Some of the nation's cities are so broke that their traditional holiday light displays may stay dark this Christmas. Others will reduce their displays. The cities affected include Livonia, Michigan, which is a city near Detroit that usually has a spectacular holiday display. Only a portion of the lights will go on this year, and that's only because citizens and local businesses chipped in to say, in effect, let there be lights. Jack Kirksey is Livonia's mayor. Mayor Kirksey, what does the traditional holiday celebration look like in Livonia?
Well, usually we have holiday lighting over a 4 or 5 acre area near the city hall. It's very extensive, and people come from all over to see the lights. It's quite a display. That's what it would normally be this year because of restrictions in the budget. We're only decorating about an acre of that land.
I'm told that ordinarily you would have spent $75,000, and this is for lights on the trees, lights on the buildings, everything?
That's correct, and we have some very tall evergreens, and we have some lighted sculptures, and so we have about 100,000 lights altogether.
And what happened?
Well, this year, because of some very, very difficult times with our budgets, all of the governments in Michigan are faced with shortfalls, we had to announce that we would not be able to have the lighting, and then we've had some folks come along and say, we will find the money so it can be done.
You must have felt like a Grinch for a moment there.
I did, because I enjoyed the lights as much as anyone, but we have not filled some police vacancies and some firefighter vacancies, and we felt we just could not obligate that $75,000 toward the lights.
So who's been helping you out?
Bright House Networks is the main contributor, Nichols Fence, and a number of other corporate citizens.
These are local firms in Livonia.
Right, and a number of residents have chipped in, and then a young man by the name of Brandon Wallet, 9 years old, set out on his campaign Quarters for Lights, and he's collected almost $1,000.
Well, Mayor Kirksey, do you think that in the future the city will just ask the public to pay for this smaller light display, or do you hope to bring back the municipal tax-supported light display?
Well, the forecast is that we will not see a turnaround in governmental funding for 2 or 3 years, so what has happened this year will very likely be what will be happening for the foreseeable future.
Should I be inspired by this story or depressed?
I'm inspired, and I hope that you are too, Steve, because this really shows the citizens, they had a realization. There was no one argued with the fact that we did not have the money, and it was important to them, so they set about to raise some funds. And on Tuesday, December the 2nd, Brandon and another young child will pull the switches at 7 p.m. to throw the lights on all at one time, and then after a sing-along, we go over to the library for some cookies and hot chocolate, and it should be just a great evening.
Jack Kirksey is the mayor of Livonia, Michigan, which will be having a somewhat scaled-down and privately supported light display for the holidays this year. Mayor Kirksey, thanks very much.
Well, thank you, Steve.